We are learning Maseches Rosh Hashanah Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the Mishnah Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Talk to Mishnah. Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah Eim Ma'avirim Alav V'Satchum. In order, you want to be yotzei the mitzvah of shofar, and the only shofar you have is out of the tchum. You're not allowed to go out of the tchum to get your shofar, even though the Isser tchum is only the Rabbanon and shofar is the Raisa. You still cannot be over the tchum to get the shofar. You also can't clear some rubble and the shofar is under there, even though in a case only the Rabbanon, it's only a Shalom Muksa, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to go up on a tree to get a shofar, even though we know going up on Elon is the Rabbanon, because you might cut off a branch. You're not allowed to go up to Elon to get the shofar. You're not allowed to ride a behema. Riding a behema also, Gemara Beya says, is exeri, you might cut off a branch. You're not allowed to do that in order to get a shofar. You're not allowed to swim on the water, where the shayli might make a tube. Is there a bottom to swim in the river or in the lake? And you're not allowed to get a shofar that way. You're not allowed to cut the shofar down to size. Say in the case where it's a derabanan, you do it with a shinu, you cut it down. And say if it's something that's a loisasa, you also not allowed to cut down your shofar. Even though you're not allowed to cut the shofar down to size, because the iser of makav patish to fix your shofar, but you're allowed to put water or wine in it to make it sound good. And that's not called tikkum on it. It's not called fixing it. And then the Mishnah ends off with a few halachas. You don't stop children from blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Not only that, you even help them learn how to blow shofar. That's one halacha. They let teach children how to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Someone who is blowing shofar and is misasek, he doesn't know what he's doing, he's not yotza. And if you hear shofar from someone who was blowing a shofar and he didn't realize what he was doing, you're also not yotza because it's misasek. And again, the Gemara will discuss this a little further. So our first Gemara talks about the beginning of the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah says, "Yinala be over at Isser in order to be yotza the mitzvah of shofar." My time, what's the reason? The Gemara answers, "Shofar asehu." The yomtiv asay v'loisasa. Shofar is a mitzvah asay. Yomtiv has a asay and a loisasa. Has two things. It's asay and a loisasa. Has a asay that you're supposed to rest on yomtiv and a loisasa come loch loisasu. So since asay v'loisasa, ve'in asay doiches loisasa v'asay. Asay is not doicha or loisasa v'asay. Now, are you going to ask me, the things in the Mishnah, a lot of things are only there are bonon. So what do you mean? Asay is not teicha derabanan. See, it says asay is not teicha asay and aloy sase, because asay aloy sase is stronger than asay. But here, a lot of these isurim are isur derabanan. So the Ran asks this question. So I'll read you what the Ran answers. The Ran answers pirish v'chacham osu chizik ledevrayim halchik shaltayra, and chacham made their isur look just like shaltayra. And since the mitzvah of shofar is not teicha deraisa, it will not be teicha derabanan as well. And really, the Ram points out there's not a problem here. That here we no real have in here that shofar should be deicha these isurim. Why? Because the klal is that asay is only deicha aloy sasa. The mitzvah asay, a positive mitzvah is deicha aloy sasa only if it's be'idna, b'shas maisa. Here, I'm getting the shofar, not the mitzvah, it's just a hechshem mitzvah in order to bring the shofar. That for sure wouldn't be deicha aloy sasa. So the Ran speaks it out. The Ran says you really don't need this reason. I say the chalais. I say it's the truth. We don't really need it because anyway, here it's not be'idna. That's the 2 points the Ran points out. Zok the Gemara vayta. This next line of Gemara, Rashi calls it a gimgum, and he's not even garis it. But we'll read the Gemara. Lo oilim ve'ilam lo rechem v'gab behema. Break the Gemara. Kasha hashdra bon amris lo. Now you said that you're not allowed to be over the rabbanon like tchumen and Mefachim Azagal, the Raisa Mabai, you have to tell me the Raisa, like riding a behemoth on the Elon? So Rashi like asks, what do you mean? It's not a Raisa to ride a behemoth. So Rashi says, because you could say, you might cut off a branch. He said, by Tchumim, there, the whole thing's Rabbanon, there's all the Raisa involved. Masha Inkain, riding a behemoth, it could come to the Raisa, it could cut down a tree. So that's what the Mordechai says. If that Shvachar the Rabbanon not allowed to do, I think the Raisa, this thing is close to the Raisa, you're allowed to do. And for the Gemara, Zuv ain't Sarach Lo Mezuk Tani. It's echlam zuv ve'in tzarach lo mezuv, and Rashi doesn't like this line because he says gimgum and the mishayim amavari. The reason is because first of all we don't call it a deraisa, It's not called the rise. And also, because Zuv ein tzarich lemezu, the Gemara is going to say in the next Gemara again the same thing. So, Fi Rashi says, V'nir ba'inad lo garsinu lo. So, what the Gemara vayta? V'ein roichim, v'ein choytchim oysa, v'ein medavashu mishum shvus, v'ein medavashu hu mishum lo yisasa. You know, I'll cut down the shofar to size. Say if it's done in a way that's the rabbanon. Say if it's done in the rice to go away. So the Gemara gives an example. What's the rice? What's the rabbanon? Mishum shvus. A case of the rabbanon is magla. They use like a sickle to cut the shofar. That's only the rabbanon because that's a shinu. It's not a normal way of cutting a shofar. Lo yisasa is with a sakina, with a knife. You do it with a normal knife. That is a way. That's a normal way of doing it, and there will be a loisas of makah patish. And the Gemara asks, "Hashtam shum shvus amrit loy." It says, "Beim dov shum shvus." You're not allowed to be over, even though you want to do the mitzvah of shayfer. So loisas and abayi, you have to tell me loisas. So Gemara answers, "Zuv ein tzarich lemezu katani." It's zuv ein tzarich lemezu. The Mishnah is saying this, and of course, this cannot be done. So we text the whole time like Rashi, who learns you making a tikkun of the mana, a tikkun of the keli, a tikkun of the shofar. That's the issa makah patish. The Rabbeinu Chananel actually learns that here we're talking about cutting it off the animal's head, choyt chamayis off the animal's head, which is issa kaitzer. It's issa kaitzer. It's one of the obvious malachas, and he has to be guards the opposite. That the normal way of doing it is with a magla and not with a knife. When you cut off the head of a behema, it's easier to do with a magla, not with a sakina. Like upon him, he learns the Gemara the opposite way, because he learns it's a kaitzer here, not a issa makah patish. So it says the Gemara further, and the Mishnah explained, avam rotz litum seichem mayim ayayin yitein, you're allowed to put water or wine into the shofar to make the sound sound good, and that's not called tikkamana. So Gemara's dig, mayim ayayin in, you're allowed to use water or wine. Meiraglayim loy, but you cannot use meiraglayim. You cannot use urine. Why not? Because that we'll see in a second. It's not the covered. Mesisimani abashali. The Tanya abashali oimer mayim oyayim mutter kedel tzachzuchay to make it smooth. Meiraglayim also pre covered. It's not covered to use meiraglayim to fix your shofar. And I heard you could say extra knech. We had a gemara earlier on that said that there's a whole shayla in kategan asanega. And the Gemara said, what do you mean? What's the shofar? Why is shofar getting nasanega? So the Gemara says, shofar kiven lezakarin hu kibifnim dam. Since the zakarin is like the five lefnim. So you understand very geschmack. Emach nisim meraglayim pnei hakavod. We have it in the Ketairis also because you don't bring it inside pnei hakavod. Here also it's kifnim dami. So that's why you don't put meraglayim there because it's not the covered. Pasuk because it's not covered of a mitzvah. It's not covered of a mitzvah to do it, even though you're doing it before yontav even. Zok the Gemara vayter. It said in the Mishnah, you don't stop children, this is boys, from blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Gemara says, but if a lady wants to blow a shofar, you have to stop her. Rashi learns, what's the pshat? Rashi learns, since you put the lagamri, the mitzvah says, man gramahi, v'chitaki ikabal toysif. Rashi learns that Noshim should not blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah because they're over the Isser of Baal Taisif. They don't have a mitzvah of a shofar, so it's Baal Taisif. And we'll learn what Rashi sugya, then we'll say over to Masha and Taisif and Erevin. So, Zot Gemara Diyak, HaNoshim Akvim, you stop them. Why? Because Baal Taisif. For anything more about Tanya, Ema Akvim, Loyas and Noshim, Loyas and Tzarekis Moskoyev Yomtiv. You don't stop women or children from blowing shofar on Yomtiv. So it's a stira. Ama Habaya, Loy Kasha. How Rabbi Yehuda, how Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon. One's Rabbi Yehuda, one's Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon. The time of the Braisa, Darbe Bnei Yisrael. It says in the pasuk, by the Malach, by Pesukim HaKabonis, it says that Darbe Bnei Yisrael, Matlem Adam Ki Yaakov Mekem Karmel Hashem. Then it says the Samach Yodai Al Reish Ayla. You do smicha. So we darshim Bnei Yisrael Soim Chaim and Veim Bnei Yisrael Soim Chayis. Dafka Bnei Yisrael, Dafka men do smicha and not women. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rashi, the pshat is because Val Taisif. They're allowed to do smicha. Of course, no Baal Taisif. So we see it's already machlekes tanoim if it's Baal Taisif or not. And what will we pshat why the mandim are not Baal Taisif? Because Baal Taisif is only when you have a mitzvah and you're moisiv on the mitzvah. When it's not a mitzvah at all, so then it's not called Baal Taisif. And that's the machlekes here if Noshim are, you stop Noshim from blowing shofar or not. That's Rashi's pshat. Now, Taisif and Erevin and the Mashal over here say, that's not called Baal Taisif. It's not having it. What's not Baal Taisif? Baal Taisif means when you take a mitzvah, you're moisiv on the mitzvah. Here you have moisiv on the mitzvah, you're doing it, you're your potter. That's not Baal Taisif. So what's the sugya? Zok Taisif to Erevin, k'shmak p'shat. You're not allowed to blow shofar on a regular Shabbos, a regular Yom Tov. Why not? Because playing music, you're not allowed to do that. The only het is the mitzvah. So the first man in the Amma says, Nashim yistat mandu, because this is not a mitzvah for them, it's an iser. So the Gemara says, no, it's Mechagas Tanayim. The other man in the Amma holds, Nashim Shem Chazushus means that when they do it, there's a key mitzvah. They don't have to do it, but when they do it, there's a key mitzvah. Therefore, there's no iser. Now by smicha, what would be the having of the iser there? Because mishtamis bekachim. You're not allowed to do avoid the bekachim for no reason. So the first man in the Amma holds, no mitzvah to do smicha, you're not allowed to do it, because it's iser to do it, because you're mishtamis bekachim. You're using kachim. Masheikin Alman Yom says, no, it's a shos, and therefore you're allowed to do it. And therefore, here also, ladies are allowed to blow shofar, even though it's issur to play music, but here it's a mitzvah. Now, there's a big Tosfos that has a whole discussion. If ladies are allowed to make a bracha on a mitzvah, saseh shezman grama, it's really mechlekes mechaber rama. And here, Tosfos goes that you're allowed to make a bracha on a mitzvah, saseh shezman grama, even though you are potter. And Tosfos Bavar in the middle, in the second wide line, it says, "I, it's a bracha shein tzricha and over baltisa." That's all the Rabbanon. And the Rabbanon can say that you are allowed to make a bracha, and it's a whole shayla l'maisa. If you make a bracha, maisa eyal minig, minig ashenazim is, ladies do make a bracha on a mitzvah saseh, shazman grama. Zokti gemara vayte. Avam es askim behem, achi yalamdu. So it says that you allow, not only are you allowed to, Armish says, not only are you allowed, you don't stop them, but you actually teach them to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara, Omer Rav Elazar, big chiddush, afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, I teach them to blow the shofar. The problem is, the chayra, Shabbos, we don't blow shofar on Shabbos. We don't blow shofar on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah. So there's two pshatim in this. One pshat is the Rabbeinu Ephraim's pshat. The Machamis, the beginning of Perek Dalet, the Machamis is the Ramban on the Rif. He brings that from Rabbeinu Ephraim. They were talking about a place where they blow shofar on Shabbos. And like in Yavne, that's what the Machamis says, that's the case. From the Rebbeinu Ephraim. But he himself says, no, even on a Rosh Hashanah that you don't blow shofar on Shabbos, even in a place you don't blow shofar on Shabbos, he says, Kivin is a mitzvah and he's preparing for tomorrow and to mechanek for mitzvahs, we don't stop him. A gadol, you're not allowed to do this, but a katan, you let him practice for tomorrow, even on Shabbos. Big chiddush in the Gemara. Taina mahachi. Mitaka learned in a braisa this way also. Misaskin behem, ach yilamdu, afilu b'Shabbos. You're allowed to teach them, even on Shabbos, to blow shofar. And then the lashon is like this: and you don't stop them from blowing shofar on Shabbos, and of course on Yontif. That's the braisa says. I don't understand this braisa. You start off amrit misaskim b'mam shilamdu afilu b'Shabbos. You're allowed to teach them to blow shofar, and then amu chatchila aminam taku. You see from here that even lechatchila you tell them to blow shofar. Then v'hoda tana afterwards the braisa says ema akvim. You don't stop them. You don't stop them. You don't say to be blow shofar. So what's going on here? It's a stick of steer in the braisa. Starts with saying do chatchila, then says don't stop them. So Gemara answers like kasha, kam v'katan shegi lechinuch, kam v'katan shelo yegi lechinuch. Terence like this: that katan shegi lechinuch, Rashi learns you teach him to learn. And you don't stop. Not only you don't stop them, you even teach them to learn. It goes to chatchila because they have a mitzvah of shofar. Masha einkein kadosh lo yegi lechinuch. There's no mitzvah of shofar there. You just don't stop them, but you don't teach them to learn. That's how Rashi learns. Now Tosfos has some kashas on this. Tosfos kashas. One of Tosfos' questions are that kadosh lo yegi lechinuch. Like, why shouldn't you let them blow shofar? Even megi lechinuch, you let them. So why shouldn't lo yegi lechinuch? They're not chayiv in isurim. Why shouldn't you let them do it? So Tosfos has an answer to that. And Tosfos also has a different pshat, learns the opposite way. He learns that the Gemara's Teretz is the opposite way. We're going to learn Rashi, that katan shegi lechinuch, but you could teach them even lechatchila to blow shofar. Katan shegi lechinuch, there, you don't teach them lechatchila, but you don't stop him from blowing shofar.